welcome to come on.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E.
Game on, good people.
Together, we are Co-SG. We're back at the beginning of the end. Again. And we're here to break down episodes 3 and 4 of Loki Season 2. So serious spoilers incoming in case you haven't watched it yet.
You have been warned.
You guys all caught up on Loki?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all right. Just making sure. I don't want to spoil it too much for you guys. So first off...
Spoil what? It's like we'd already seen it.
I know. It's a loop. It's a time travel show.
Yeah.
But like, now we're going to see the things we didn't see before.
Right, right.
From a certain point of view. You got to see... Renslayer murder a bunch of people. Do they have any other murder weapons besides the box, or is the box just so cool they need to use it, or it was already in the room?
Yeah, that's probably it.
It was just there.
I mean, it was Chekhov's shrinking box, right? I mean, like, yeah. They showed it to us earlier, so we had to see it get used, which, you know what, I actually thought was pretty effective, because we showed it being used as a threat, and we already saw the effects and could see what it did. So when you just see the horror on B-52's face, it's covered up by the pen. You don't need to see
rust.
Yeah, you don't need to see the actual gore, and what I imagine was just a pile of.
I said it was like meat juice.
Yeah, human bean juice. That's what I figured too. But you didn't actually need to see it, so I thought that was pretty effective and well done.
Yeah, I like the speech that the one woman's like, how does it make you feel that we would rather be squished to like die in one of the most horrible ways than join you?
I like how she came around a little bit. She realized the error of her ways. She actually had something of an arc. She's a great actress, so it's good to see that she actually got to do something with her part instead of just be a one-note villain.
Yeah, she was trying to save everything and prune some stuff. Stuff's got to get pruned. Did she go about it the best way? No.
In the long run, it didn't matter what she did, right? It was all getting pruned anyway, essentially. Everything was blown up, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, depending on what we see next week.
What if they do just a random bottle episode that has nothing to do with what happened for a whole week?
Well, they're not doing any bottle episodes, come on.
I think it'd be pretty funny.
This next week would be episode 5 of 6, so if you want to spend one week with, like, Crocodile Loki and a jet ski or something, like, I guess I'd be okay with it, depending on how they close the loop on episode 6, but...
They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that. I don't think you have the luxury of bottle episodes and one-offs in a 6-episode season.
No, it's too short.
Yeah.
You don't need filler.
Well, thankfully, the show hasn't been a lot of filler. It's been enjoyable again. I don't know if it's the cast is so good.
The cast is uniformly good. I could watch them, honestly, doing anything. So they're absolutely elevating the material. Like, I do feel like there's a little bit of filler moments and some odd, quirky bits that don't seem to go anywhere, but everybody's... having such a good time doing it and doing such a good job with it that I don't really mind.
Yeah, I mean, Obi and Timely meeting in this last episode was awesome. They're signing each other's books.
Finding out that entire situation is a bootstrap paradox. That was cool. Right. I love those whenever it happens. An endless loop, as his name implied.
I love the hot chocolate.
That's one of those weird moments I was talking about. I was like, what is happening here?
Well, I knew they had to get him out of the room so he could be taken. You know, you had to raise the stakes somehow.
Sure.
Might as well give her a cup of hot chocolate. That
I guess so.
Like, what is a machine? Thanks. You'd be pretty impressed, too.
But, that's fine. Sure. I just feel like it was a little unearned because there should have been, starting at episode 1, everyone complaining about the hot chocolate. Like, it's always too bitter or too cold or something's wrong with it. And then he tests it out, and because he's Kang, he conquers the hot cocoa machine and fixes it. And then the guy tastes it, and he's like, this is the greatest hot chocolate I've ever had. And then he gets zapped. Yeah. Something. Because outside of that, I was like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't understand this scene. I get you had to get him out of the room, but it is such a random way to get him out of the room.
It's like showing me things I like. They're all about key lime pie, hot cocoa. Like, I can relate to this show. Which,
after we recorded, I found out mere moments after that episode aired, they started serving that key lime pie at Disneyland.
Oh,
like, it's available in the different food stalls and whatnot. And apparently it looks just like it with the candied sliver of lime and all of that. So,
it's not going to be behind glass or anything.
No, they did not build an automat just for that.
I wish they did. They got to have at least one automat somewhere. And how hard is this? It's a bunch of doors. They put, I don't know, $15 in?
Right before the pandemic, they were building them in D.C., like lunchtime automatic. Like, it was coming back as a craze, and then it just didn't last even before the pandemic, and then just went away. So they were trying.
I wonder why it didn't last. I would love to get my a meal like a
especially it's all it was all app driven, so you just like you
dial an
app and then you just go in and open your cubby basically and it'd be there.
It'd be pizza or whatever.
Right.
Or a bag of Doritos. Yeah. How often is that key lime pie being replaced?
Every day, I would imagine.
It doesn't matter. Time doesn't pass in the TV.
Well, no, in the show it doesn't matter. I'm talking about the real life one.
He's talking about Disney World. If it was there, how often? Probably that, several times a day. Disney
that,
World.
That I feel safe about. But if I'm in some random part of DC and I see the automat, am I going to trust it that it's been?
It was like a store you went into. It wasn't just like a vending machine on the street. You had to go into a storefront, and then the walls were surrounded with cubbies, basically. You know, like it wasn't a big storefront.
Didn't
it was
they
like
do going that into in Sleep Now, Dark City.
Yeah. It's an old concept. It was trying to come back. I like the look of this one.
Yeah. I love the look of this episode or the show in general is fun.
We didn't talk much about episode 3 yet. Mostly it was about Victor Timely and what the 1920s,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. The con man version of him. He's a very likable character. Every version of Kang.
I didn't really like what he did with this version of him, that stuttering act and the just the way that he presented himself. I thought there was going to be a turn where we find out that that's a facade and it's just to make people,
lower their guard or
think that he's meek and an egghead. And I expected the stutter to go away and for him to not need his glasses, essentially. I thought he was going to pull a Kaiser Soze or something.
But he got mad when Miss Minutes stutters.
That's true. It's like, you don't need to be rude about it.
Yeah.
She was just glitching out.
She's just shutting down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love the Miss Minutes, like, you'll never be him.
Oh, that was creepy. My kid did not like that. He was like, I liked Miss Minutes up until right now. He was like,
oh, no, it's
real creepy. It's
evil as fuck.
Yeah.
Jilted love. Like, I don't know how their love would work. I guess he built her a body like she wanted. That's why he was
trying to get, she's trying to get a body. Totally your world. I don't know why you can't understand this.
I don't think if you give Miss Minutes a body, it's going to end well. It's going to be definite immediate Ultron type shit happening.
But what if it's the dancing robot from Ex Machina? It's Miss Minutes' body.
I don't know. She stabs you pretty quickly. Like, you whisper in her ear for nonsense or nothing in her ear, she'll stab you.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying you'd be into Miss Minutes at that point.
Yeah, but I think Miss Minutes would immediately try and take over the world if she got physical form. Yeah. We can't allow it to happen. So if they reboot Miss Minutes, is she going to come back as the same, or is she going to just be the chess program?
Doesn't matter, because that didn't happen, right?
It's
over. Maybe. That blew up. Maybe. I don't know. Like, that's true. We don't know which way we're going. I would think, she'd boot up as it'd be like new Spock, like he's got to learn everything again.
Did you catch the what I thought was a little Jurassic Park reference to like Nedry, where she's like, ah.
God damn it! Hate this hacker crap!
You
got the wrong password
or whatever. They are a little slow to figure out what's happening. You think there'd be more panic when they're like, hey, my communicator that's always working.
Well, I get the feeling that it's been down before when they have that, and that's not an unusual issue, because they immediately try somebody else's, and all the stuff you'd normally do if you constantly have that problem every once in a while, right?
But if everyone's down,
I guess. But I mean, like, if your cable went down at home, the first thing you're going to check is make sure everything's plugged. Then you're going to look at the app and see if it's in your area. Then you're going to reboot your thing.
Well, then you go to downdetector.com and you type in like whatever. Right.
Then you do all that stuff, and then you go outside and then realize that your whole city block's been like stomped by a kaiju or something. You don't get there away.
My power line's underground. Whoa, I'm not losing
that
anything.
That hypothetical just got real intense. That didn't go where I was expecting it. I thought there was going to be a tree down in the neighborhood or something. I did not think Godzilla was strolling through the neighborhood.
Godzilla and Mothra are having a battle.
I took this situation way too lightly. So we were talking about this a little bit as we were loading up. We were shockingly close when it came to the prediction of the time loop. I think we had talked about it. I think I specifically said that what would look cool is if Loki stabs himself in the back, he dissolves, and then it's Sylvie looking at Loki again, right? So that actually happens. But I thought that was going to happen like farther down the line. I didn't think we were going to see that in episode 4. So we get to see that. And then what we see is the explosion of the loom, threads going everywhere. And then, of course, the spaghettification of Victor Timely, of the whatever Kang that we have. So where do you think we're going next? I mean, it's not going to be a bottle episode. Like, what happened? As far as what you saw, what do you think happened?
I think everything exploded, but because Victor is part of that radiation, could that be Fantastic Four space radiation as well? And so he just went somewhere else, and maybe that's how this version... Like, maybe that was that type of... Maybe that's what's in the pruning torches, or whatever they call them, the pruning sticks.
Mm-hmm. The time is that time sticks.
Yeah, maybe it's that radiant. So it just is more painful and looks worse, but he could just end up in that area. And then that's how this Kang discovers that area and starts to use it
mm-hmm.
to get variants off.
You know, they're a little fast and loose with some of the rules, just because maybe it's not fast and loose. It's just that they're so vague about it. They could take it any direction. But considering that they say that, like, time doesn't work the same way at the TVA, I'm still not even entirely sure if were we supposed to believe up to this point that this was this version of Kang, this Victor Timely, is the one who would eventually lose his stutter, not need glasses, get a couple of scars on his face, get some battle armor, you know, go to the quantum zone and all of it. Like, is he supposed to grow up to be that version, or what if this is totally separate from that?
This spaghettification of it all mm-hmm. could just be his variant point, and each spaghetti string is a variant
becomes a
now.
New Kang.
Well, time doesn't work like that.
Yeah, so, like, that's where all the this is where they saw, were all timely.
Because this is outside of time. This was all planned, and him falling for this, rushing out there, exploding into infinite strands, is when infinite versions of Kang pop up across the multiverse. I think that's probably the most likely. So what we saw is the end, which is also the beginning of the entire Kang problem, which he had already solved. Yeah, that would be cool. I just don't see where they're going from that. And the other thing was, briefly, as soon as it happened, I thought, oh, they solved their problem. They got rid of Jonathan Majors.
Mm.
Like, I thought that might be where they're going, and he's not coming back. And what we'll see is that because of what happened here, there will be more Kangs and everything, but he's going to look different. And this is how they're going to try and explain that away, that he got zapped from the time stream. And there will always be a Kang, so maybe it becomes Ravonna. Something similar has kind of happened in the comics, so, I mean, that's possible. Or they get a new actor or something, and that's how they explain it away. So I thought, like you were thinking, this is where we get a whole bunch of Kangs. Or this is where they get rid of Jonathan Majors. I think one of those two might be where it's headed.
Yeah, 50-50. It could, if they do get rid of him, it's a good point for even the casual viewer to follow. You know, Google why. All right, so what else are we missing? Well, before we get to whatever we're missing, let's take a quick little break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. Now that we're back, we still are trying to figure out what we're missing.
Oh, you know what? Not exactly Loki related specifically, but you know, we had been hearing about the problems that Daredevil Born Again's been having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there's a creative shakeup. I just read that Benson and Moorhead, the team that have been directing Loki, got tapped to direct the rest of Daredevil Born Again. So if they keep anything, it'll be whoever had shot some stuff before. But everything else that's being shot, I believe,
I haven't, moving forward, is going to be a problem easy. With pacing, or they just don't like what they've seen?
They don't like what they've seen. Okay. They didn't shoot a pilot. I don't think they finished writing everything. And as they were going, they were sort of building it, I think, kind of like they did with Secret Invasion, and this is another time where that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So they watched what they had, and apparently what they had was that Daredevil in suit form, you know, Matt Murdock's in the show from the beginning, but Daredevil doesn't show up until like halfway through the season or something like that, and they're like,
he's got to be in the yellow suit.
They're like, this is not
one.
Yeah, this, like, is not
already seen him in the suit, by the way.
Yeah,
like, mm-hmm. you've already, like, it's not going to be a reveal.
It's not a reveal at all.
You can't go backwards,
right? So they scrapped that. And then they're starting to rewrite everything. This is the project where they're starting to have, like, showrunners, because they really didn't prior to this. And I think they saw that was a problem with Secret Invasion, as well as the output that they had.
I wonder if it was more just like a lawyer show. Like, She-Hulk was more like Ally McBeal.
Right, right.
I wonder if they made, like, Daredevil too hardcore, like,
too much
lawyer.
Lawyer procedural. Yeah.
Matlock? What's a more, like, a recent lawyer person show? L.A. Law?
No, yeah, I think Matlock works. I just want to see him walk in with a white suit.
I think it would be yellow, just to match his new costume.
Just rename the show Matlock.
I think Foggy's going to be in this one. Is it the same Foggy, or are they recasting?
I don't know yet. I mean, there's still doubts about whether the previous stuff's canonical to this MCU universe anyway, but I don't believe...
It's another universe.
Like, yeah, I don't believe this. I don't believe the... They've recast Vanessa. So they've recast Kingpin's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, Karen Page, you know, Deborah Ann Woll, has not been revealed to be on the call sheet. So they might be different characters. They might start somewhere else in the timeline. I don't know. I mean, they're definitely starting over because we've got a new creative team. So, like, I don't know what direction they're going to take it. But anyway, so these guys, apparently Marvel was happy with what they did in Loki to bring it back to Loki. And we'll see more of their work in Daredevil Born Again whenever they finish that and it actually comes out.
So were the people who worked on the Hawkeye show doing the Echo show? Or is that a new show?
I think that was a separate team.
Okay. Hasn't that been delayed as well?
I thought it was pretty much done. It's been temporarily shelved.
I just knew it was delayed.
It didn't sound great from what I'd heard.
They're rethinking a lot of their TV stuff, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right now it seems like they're...
So did Secret Invasion scare them?
Oh, for sure.
They're like,
it should have.
It's usually Marvel we're just going to do whatever we want. I guess when you're not making $1 billion, even if you're not putting your best foot forward, it might make you think a little bit. I mean, I'm still subscribed and streaming Disney Plus. But back to Loki.
Yeah, I hope we get more of this.
Yeah, I think we're running low. I think maybe one more season.
Yeah.
I think it'll be hard to keep the band together.
I agree.
Are we ever going to find out Mobius's real life?
They're really hammering it. They did. Sylvie pointed out, hey, man, you haven't even taken a look. It's like, at this point, we have to see it. They're going to show it to us. Otherwise, why beat us over the head with it for this many episodes?
I really hope it just turns out he's the actor Owen Wilson in the just to make it so meta.
I can't think of one, but maybe.
You want what you want to see happen is he finally looks into the time stream, finds his prime Mobius self, and it's Owen Wilson. And then right before the credits hit and the show ends, he just goes, wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, I want to see the Hansel. He's so hot right now.
I think we're going to keep our string of 100% accurate predictions going. This can't lose.
Can't lose. But no, he's probably going to be some... You know, jet ski salesman who drinks Fanta all the time. Or Rasta. What was he drinking? Rasta, right?
Jasta.
Yeah. Not Rasta.
Rasta.
Look, that was close. It's like a red can. It was delicious.
Did we talk about with the magic removed, the Infinity Stones working?
Oh, I meant to bring that up. Yeah, dude, they've got drawers full of Infinity Stones. Why are they all not just
I think he had one on him, though. Loki.
Casey does?
Oh, I think he just had one in his pocket from a while back. I could be wrong.
I thought he took one out of Casey's cart like episode one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I thought Casey took it back. But on Casey's cart.
Maybe I misremembered.
Yeah. I mean, Casey says people use them as paperweights here. So they're literally all over the office. I think it would be funny to have a bunch of people for whatever their big fight's going to be against an army of Kangs, maybe.
That's an interesting theory. Like, that could be fun. Yeah. I don't
Instead
think
of putting
that...
in weapons, they're putting it in staplers and, you know,
they don't
have a power
They don't have a gauntlet to house all of them.
That's
and
why you
got to
put
it
into office supplies.
Right. I don't even know if, like, just load everything into a fax machine or something.
Yeah, like a stapler. Like a copier. You put the power stone inside the stapler where the staples go.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can hit somebody with it, and it's a weapon now.
Even individually, they're, formidable, right?
Yeah.
They are. It's just I was thinking maybe that's what they'll do to try and fix everything. But even though the magic like ability dampeners have been taken offline, I'm not actually sure the Infinity Stones work, because in What If we saw that some of the Infinity Stones only work with their respective stones in their respective universe.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Remember? So if the TVA is a catch-all place where everything could work, maybe. But if it's outside of time and it's in a separate dimension or something, the stones might not work because maybe they don't have Infinity Stones there. So
I'd definitely TVA, run and try it.
You should definitely try it.
I'd shake a Mind Stone at some point.
Right, absolutely. Why not? Just give it a whirl.
Yeah, change reality so you don't spaghettify, I guess. Or the Time Stone. So if you use the Time Stone, you can go back in time before the loom explodes. You could just keep Doctor Stranging it until you fixed it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I don't know if the loom works outside of magic independently.
I know he explodes when he charges out there being gung-ho, trying to save the day. But the loom explodes very shortly after that, almost implying that it was doomed to fail anyway. Like, he didn't have enough time to get up there, get all the way down the gangway, load the thing, and do all of that.
Aim it and shoot it.
No. Yeah, I'm not sure that was in the cards anyway.
You don't think it exploded because he's no longer in the universe and it's tied to him?
Yeah, maybe.
Doomsday weapon style. So as soon as he's zapped out of this timeline, or I mean, it's out of time though. I don't know. All the timeline stuff breaks my brain trying to make it work. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in, what's out. It can all change at a moment's notice. So I have no idea where we're gonna end up next week.
They could do anything. They could do anything.
I was even like, you know, scrolling through the credits, hoping for a stinger of some sort.
I mean, and as many people as are watching Loki, and they've got a pretty big viewership. And they're putting up very good numbers. I know it's been very popular. It's still not enough where it would be an Avengers-level movie plot point would happen on this show that would affect the rest of the phases and phase six and moving forward. Like, some people are talking about it being like an entire reset of like timelines and multiverses and stuff like that. I'm not sure it's going to be that hardcore, because you can't do that here when not everybody's watching this and expecting to be able to follow along when the next movie comes out. So I think it's going to be a little bit more contained than that. Or even if something like that happens, by episode six, they go back and fix stuff and more or less revert it to the way things should be.
I think it's just more the birth of Kang. And you can see how he's in Ant-Man.
Probably so.
Because Timely's not going to be the super villain, Avengers 6 villain. It's just going to be another version of Kang that we haven't seen yet. Like, it's not he who is last. Which, you know, get him out of the chair already, by the way. Stop letting the dude just rot in a chair.
Where is he going? You just going to throw him on the floor? I mean, what's the...
I don't know. Get Miss Minutes to make a box or something. Get a minion in there. Make a time door and drop him in, like, a volcano. Like, drop him in one of those world-ending events so at least his body's gone. I mean, you know how bad that room has to stink?
He was the last one standing. It's he who remains. There's no one there to clean up the dead body until the
Slayer shows up. It's just hanging out, looking at like videos and stuff of them together before he wipes their memories, which I loved.
Yeah.
I just realized he literally became he who remains. Yeah. He's just remains now. They're never going to change. They're never going to move him. He's just sitting in that chair.
Yeah, just rotting in that chair. In his cool little castle. Well, you guys have any more on Loki?
No, not really. Just want to see where we pick up.
Very excited.
I'll know more because it could go to so many different places. I'm not really sure where to start. Got to see next week first.
Mm-hmm. Is Thor going to show up at any point as a cameo?
Why Thor in particular? Just because of Loki?
Loki's like, brother.
Right, yeah.
This Loki hasn't really made up, but he saw that version where he did make up, right?
You know, I would rather see them introduce Baldur the Brave, because they already brought him up. Mm-hmm. In episode 3 when they were looking at the Norse statues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nobody we've seen. That would be cooler for me to see, because I've seen him in the comics and we haven't seen him anywhere yet. So that would be interesting.
I was just trying to think of a big star that get another.
I heard
this show does have enough star power. You don't need to just shove Chris Hemsworth in it for no reason. You can get Beta Ray Bill. But all right, let's get out of here. I want to thank my brothers and Eve for joining me on this time loop.
Be a good person and drop us a like and a share. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSGPod on Threads, Instagram, and the internet at large. Download us from our new home on Spotify. We're also available on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and wherever the best pods can be found.
And as we always say on CoSGTV, we are burdened with glorious purpose and furious anger.
So Back to the Future is a bunch of bullshit.